Sukhas this evening. I want, if possible, to cover a few themes. But to start with the main mitzvah of Hadlakat Ner Chanukah and the classic discussions, but hopefully some new insights into the themes as well. So let's start with the famous Gemara in the second perek of Masechet Shabbat. Tanu Ravanan Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Shavetor. So the baseline halacha of Ner Chanukah is that you have one light per family at each night, or per household each night of Chanukah. V'amahadrin ner l'kol echad ve'echad. So the Mahadrin have a light for each person, but apparently that's on each night, each person will light one lamp. V'amahadrin min ha-mahadrin, and those who are even more mahadrin in mitzvot, that try and fulfill the mitzvah to its ultimate perfection. Beit Shami Omrim Yom Rishon Madlik Shmone, Mikan Ve'ilach Pochet V'Holeich. So as we know, Beit Shammai hold, you start with eight, work down. Ve'til Omrim Yom Rishon Madlik Achat, Mikan Ve'ilach Mosif V'Holeich. That's, you start with one, and you increase to eight. And they say that Chanukah is Rashi Tevot, for Chet Neirot V'Halacha K'Veit Hillel. That's... So if we didn't know that the halacha is like Beit Hillel, and that's the way it is, so it's, we can remember it or find a remez for it in the name of Chanukah. Ama ula plige bar trei amorai b'marava, Rabbi Yossi bar Avim, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvita. So what's the, we've now got a machloket amoraim as to what's the background to the machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Chadama tamad Beit Shammai keneged yamim haniknasin, v'tamad Beit Hillel keneged yamim hayotzin. So one says that Beit Shammai is simply looking at how many days there are left of the festival, whereas Beit Hillel is saying how many days have gone from the festival. The Chadama tamad Beit Shammai keneged parehechag, and the other says no, Beit Shammai is looking for a model elsewhere. If we're not going to have the same number of lights each night of Chanukah, then let's see if we can find a model elsewhere in Halakha which has a shifting number each day of the festival. And we find that with regard to Sukkot, the Parehechag. That's, you start with 13 and it goes down to 7 at the end. So that gives us a model for decreasing. The Talmud Beit Hillel, we'll look for a precedent in Halakha. We've got a precedent of Malim B'Kodesh for Ein Moridim, that you increase rather than decrease. So a Machloket Amoraim within the Machloket Tanaim. And we'll see as we go through the Sugya implications of that Machloket Amoraim. Amar Rabba B'Bachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Zekenu Hayu Bet Sidon Echad Asak Veit Shammai Ve'Echad Asak Divrei Beit Hillel. Zenotain Tamnidvarav Kenegid Parehechag, Zenotain Tamnidvarav, the Malim Bakodesh, the Ein Moridin. So we've got two Zakenim who were in Sidon, that's one doing like Beit Shammai and one doing like Beit Hillel, and the rationale that they gave for Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel was the second explanation that we saw in the Gemara, that's that Beit Shammai hold Kenegid Parehechag, whereas Beit Hillel hold Kenegid Gemalim Bakodesh, the Ein Moridin. And as I say, we're going to see a nafkamina between those two explanations, that's in due course. Now, there is a very famous machloket between Tosfot and the Rambam. That's Tosfot says, V'hamahadrin min hamahadrin, nir elari, debate shamayu veitila lo kaime, ela aner ishu veito, shekeni yoshioter hidu, te'ike hekeira kishem osif v'holeich, chaser, shehu keneged yamim haniknasin o ayatsin. Avalimosen nele kol echad, afilu yosif mikam ve'ilach leke hekeira, she's Baruch Kach Yesh Bnei Adam Babayit. So the Tosfot is saying is we've got this model. Our baseline is Neri Shuvetor. We then have the Mahadrin Ner L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. And then we have the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, which is that Yom Rishon Madlik Echad, that Mikan Ve'ilach Mosif Ve'Holech. Now, according to Tosfot, the Mahadrim in HaMahadrim going from 1 to 8 reverts to the baseline halakha, meaning you've got the baseline halakha, and then you've got a choice. If you're not just lighting Neri Shavator, then you've got a choice. You could either do it the Mahadrin way, which means every each night of Hanukkah, every member of the family will light one candle, or you could do it an even better way, which is Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, which is the Balabayit on the first night lights one candle, on the second night lights two, on the third night lights three. But the other members of the family don't light. So it's not that Mahadrin min HaMahadrin is building on the Mahadrin, but it's an alternative to the Mahadrin. That's Mahadrin is good, but Mahadrin min HaMahadrin is even better. Now, let's say you've got a limited number of candles, right? And you've got two members of the family, right? So you work out that in actual fact, that if we do it the Mahadrin, then we'll need 16 candles over the whole of Hanukkah. If we do it the Mahadrin and Mahadrin, we'll need 36 candles for the whole of Hanukkah. So it's cheaper to do it the Mahadrin way rather than the Mahadrin and HaMahadrin. That's, on the other hand, if you've got 10 kids, then you're going to need 80 candles. Whereas if you do it Mahadrin and HaMahadrin, you're only going to need 36. I'm not saying that the finances should be the deciding factor, but this is what Tosfot says. Tosfot says, what's the mila of Mahadrim and HaMahadrim? The mila of Mahadrim and HaMahadrim is that it demonstrates which day of the festival it is and the day-by-day increase in the nace. So he says, if you follow the Mahadrim, if you were to superimpose the Mahadrim on the Mahadrim, then you wouldn't know what day it is, because you know you've got five members of the family, and you've got loads of candles. So you know you've got, so if it's the fifth day, so or it's the third day, you would have 15 candles. But maybe it's the fifth day and you've got three members of the family. That's, or maybe it's the first day and you've got 15 members of the family. Or the 15th day and you've got one member of the family. That's, whatever, that was a joke, the last one. That's, whatever it is. That's, so the heker of the increase in the nace isn't so apparent. So according to Tosfot, that's, Mahadrim and HaMahadrin only has one Hanukkah menorah per household. However, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows: Kama neirotu madlik b'chanukah, mitzvata she'er kol bayit u'bayit madlik ner echad, bein shayu anshei habayit merubim, bein shalayu bo ela adam echad. So the baseline of Neri Shavetot. V'hamahader et ha-mitzvah, if you do hidur mitzvah, madlik neirot k'minyan anshei habayit ner lekol echad ve'echad, bein anashim bein nashim. You light according to the number of people in the household. So you've got five members of the household. You light five candles every night. So far, exactly the same as Tosfot said. V'amahade yeter alzeh, v'oseh mitzvah min ha-muvchar, madnik ner l'kol echad ve'echad ba'layla harishon, u'mosif v'holeich b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. So you light one candle, one light on the first night for everybody, and then each subsequent night, you add. So if you've got five members of the family, you light five on the first night, 10 on the second night, 15 on the third night, etc., etc. So Ketzad, Harei Shayu Anshei Habayit Asara, B'layla Rishon Madlik Asara Neirot, V'lel Sheni Esrim, V'lel Shloshi Shloshim, Ad Shenimtza Madlik B'lel Shmini Shmonim Neirot. You've got 10 members of the family, you'll end up on the eighth night with 80 lights. Now, I should at this point, so according to the Rambam holds that the Mahadrim and HaMahadrim builds on the Mahadrim. The baseline is Neri Shavator. Mahadrim, everybody is represented in the lighting. And Mahadrim and HaMahadrim is that everybody is represented in the lighting. They also increase the number of lights that they light. Now, two observations. One, just in a broader sense, and then one specifically about the Rambam. In the broader sense, it's just worth noting that the term Hidur Mitzvah, Mahadrin, isn't unique to Hanukkah. That the notion of Hidur Mitzvah and Zekei Livan Vehu is a cross-halachic or pan-halachic concept, applies to many areas of halacha. What's unique about its application in Hanukkah is that I wouldn't say it's a way of beautifying the mitzvah, which is the way we usually understand Hiddur mitzvah, but rather it's a way of expanding the mitzvah. That's really building on to or extending the Ikka mitzvah. Now, what's the classic, example of Hiddur mitzvah? So the Gemara talks about, you should have a talit na'ah, right? So talit na'ah means, you don't take a grimy, that's shmata and puts it on it, but you have nice material, nice size, good quality, etc., etc. But you're not changing the goof of the mitzvah in any way. That's, sort of sefer Torah na. That's, again, we're talking about a sefer. Yes, that's it. In all these cases, we're talking about that, enhancing the goof of the mitzvah. Right, so an etrog with perfect shape, is more mahudah than one with a too smooth a shape or whatever it is. That's but you're not expanding the actual parameters of the mitzvah. With Ner Chanukah, it's quite different. Ner Chanukah, in terms of we're expanding and extending the Ikka mitzvah, and there's a certain amount of discussion in the Achronim as to why that should be the case. Why is it unique with Ner Chanukah that we have this notion of Hiddur Mitzvah in this way built into it? And why is the whole concept of Hiddur Mitzvah, every mitzvah has Hiddur Mitzvah with it. So, why Hiddur Mitzvah of Kiddush, you have a nice wine. So why don't we just have the standard Hiddur Mitzvah with Ner Chanukah? Why do we have to have its own special Hiddur Mitzvah? So just to give one answer, but it's, the type of thing you can, probably give a different answer to each night of Chanukah. That's the Beit HaLevi says that the whole Nais was predicated on Hiddur Mitzvah. Because what could they have? They've only found enough Shemen, right, to burn for one night. But, Beit HaLevi points out, if they made the wicks 1/8 of the usual thickness, then actually it would have burnt at 1/8 of the regular speed, and therefore it would have lasted for 8 days. So why did they need to, to have this miracle at all? The answer is because they wanted to do the mitzvah that's in the best way. Yeah, you could have a thin wick, and they would have been yotze lighting the menorah with a thin wick. But they wanted to enhance the way that they were lighting with the menorah and have normative wicks. And therefore, things they were makpid on Hiddur of the Mitzvah at the time, so therefore we commemorate it with Hiddur Mitzvah. Now, a diuk in the Rambam, which is important to note, is the Rambam's understanding of the Mahadrim in HaMahadrin, that's Yom Rishon Madlik Achat, Mikan Ve'ilach Mosif V'Holeich, is that, and indeed of the Mahadrin as well, is that it's only the Baal HaBayit who lights. Right? It's only the Baal HaBayit who lights. Tosfot doesn't address this point. But it seems that the Rambam holds that if I've got 5 members of my house and I'm doing the mitzvah, in the baseline, I as the Baal HaBayit will light one candle on the first night. If I want to be Mahadrin, I, as the Baal HaBayit, will light 5 candles the first night. If I want to be Mahadrim in HaMahadrin, I, as the Baal HaBayit, will light 10 candles on the second night. It's not like our minhag seems to be, is that everybody in the family lights their own Chanukah menorah. That's a nafkamina, built into this would be that, we've never heard of, I don't think, a baby lighting their Chanukah. You don't let the kids light their Chanukah till they can at least hold the shamash without dropping it. That's according to the Rambam, it would seem, you've got a baby, right? So you light their Chanukah for the baby. That's as well. So just log that for the time being. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Kama Neirot Madlik. Belaila Rishon Madlik Echad. Mikam Ve'ilach Mosiv V'Holeich. Echad B'chol Laila. Ad shebelel acharon yiyu shmone. Va'afilu im rabim b'nei habayit lo yadliku yoter. So the Mechaber is paskening like Tosfot. Okay, Mechaber is paskening like Tosfot. The Rama then says, "V'yeshomrim to kol echad mibnei habayit yadlik." Now the brackets here, which weren't written by the Rama himself, they were put in by some magia or some print or whatever. The brackets say the Rambam. It's not quite the Rambam, because the Rambam was that the Baal Bayit lights for everybody in the household, whereas the lashon of the Rama is to kol echad mibnei habayit yadlik. Which is a little bit different. It might not be substantial, you know, that there might not be any real implication there. That's, you know, okay, so, you know, at the end of the day, you still end up with 20, you know, 20 Neirot on the second night and 30 on the third night. Who lights them may or may not make it a difference. We'll see. V'cheinam minag pashut. And that's the normative minhag amongst Ashkenazim. And the Rama adds that it's good that everybody should put their Chanukah menorah in a different place around the house or at the front of the house, wherever it is, because he's a little bit worried about Tosfot. So he's trying to incorporate Tosfot's concern. Tosfot's concern was that if Mahadrim and Hamahadrin builds on the Mahadrin, right, so then you don't know which night of the festival it is. So therefore the Rama is trying to address that and say, you know what? Well, don't bung all the candles together, put them in different places and then you'll know which night of the festival it is. That of course only works if the Rama is diverging a little bit from the Rambam, because the Lashon of the Rambam was simply you light 80. He doesn't say that you light 10 sets of 8. I mean, maybe you would hold that you could light 10 sets of 8, and that would still be the same as lighting 80. That, I think, the Sfardim around the table can confirm with me, general practice of the Sfardim is just one Chanukiah per household. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's right. Ashkenazim, general minhag is one per member of the family. Yes, generally. Okay. Well, though we'll see that that wasn't necessarily always the case. Worth noting that some of the Achronim make the observation that this is one of the very rare cases where we have the Mechaber paskening like Tosfot and the Rama paskening like the Rambam. That's does come up once or twice. It comes up once or twice, if I remember correctly, in Issa v'Heter as well. But it's rare. Usually, very, very often, the Mechaber, you know, just quotes the Rambam verbatim. That's, and, you know, where there's a Machloket Rambam and Tosfot, we normally expect the Rama to Paskin like the Tosfot rather than like the Rambam. So it's noticeable that in this case, the Shulchan Aruch is Paskin like the Tosfot. And the Rama seems to be more akin to the to the Rambam. Now let's run.
I'm not sure if he's quoting the Rambam.
He
says that was the minhag.
You're not quoting the Rambam there.
No, he's saying.
Yes. So he said what the Rambam holds, or you know that it's kol echad mibnei habayit. He said v'chen haminhag pashut. I.e., we do like that rather than doing like the mechaber. That's one of the early Achronim.
He was from Prague.
The Rama.
Yeah.
That's what he ended up in Krakow. But
so, Krakow,
yeah. That's okay. Let's look now at the Aruch HaShulchan, who's going to give a very mechudosh but clear explanation of what's going on here. So remember, we had a machloket. What was Beit Hillel's reason? Was it Kneged Yamim Hayotzim, or was it because of Malim Bekodesh Ve'im Moridim? So if we say it's Kneged Yamim Hayotzim, then definitely, says the Aruch HaShulchan, what the Tosfot says makes more sense. If you light, and this is exactly what Tosfot, if you light according to the number of people in the household, so then that you don't really know by looking at the candles which night of Chanukah it is. Aval yish od tam mishum malim b'kodesh. A kafin hanireh zeh hatam hu lufi hamaskana. It would seem that this is actually the way the Gemara concludes, because it brings the Maisa of the Shnei Yaz, the Kenim, but Sidon, right, who say that there are, you know, that Beit Shammai holds it because of Pareh HaChag, and Beit Hillel holds it because of Malim B'Kodesh Ve'Moridin. That's the last word on it in the Gemara. Well, the Tam's there, lo chashinan nedat hayamim. If we say the critical, or the reason for Beit Hillel is because of Malim B'Kodesh, so Beit Hillel's not interested in reflecting how many days of the Chag it is. He just wants to increase the number of candles every night. In which case, what the Rambam's saying makes more sense. Because then you can build one on the other. So he says that he thinks the Rambam's ruling is more correct, because the maskan of the sugya is that we're interested in Malim B'Kodesh and we're not interested in the Yamim Hayotzim. We're more interested in which, you know, just increasing the number of lights that we have. And then the Rambam in Halakha Gimel, which we haven't got in front of us, but the Rambam says the Minhag of Anshei Sfarad is actually to do like the Tosfot. And he wonders why the Rambam doesn't pull them up on that. But in any event, so he says in Sifhei that the machloket between Tosfot and the Rambam reflects the machloket Amoraim with regard to what is the reason for Beit Hillel. Is it because of Keneged Yamim Hayotzim, or is it because Malim B'Kodesh Ve'im Moridim? V'yoteni read the Tameh HaGemara in Cholkin Al Zelzeh. Now he's saying, in actual fact, these two explanations in the Gemara aren't at odds with each other. The Kama Tamim Yachol Yot HaMitzvah Achat. The Gemara doesn't say they're arguing about the reasons. It just says they argue about whether we follow Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. The Beit Shammai Svirulahu Yom Rishon Shmona Yom Sheni Shiva De Pochet Vaholeich. Beit Hillel Svirulahu Yom Rishon Echad Yom Sheni Shnayim De Mosiv Vaholeich. So Beit Shammai says you work down, and Beit Hillel says you work up. So they say, could well be that Beit Hillel say there are two reasons why we do it this way. That's, I think we, you know, we've got very, you know, the, you know, Beit Hillel could say, yeah, I think that the consideration of Pareh HaChag is a good consideration, but in actual fact, there's also a consideration of, that's Malim B'Kodesh, and I'm also interested in Yamim HaNichnasim. So, you know, they're not at odds with each other. Continuing the Aruch HaShulchan. Omnan gamelo zedivra tosfot emuvanim. Still got a problem with tosfot. Ba'masha amru de'im nadlik fi mispavneh habayit lo yehekev. You can have the heker that Tosfot's worried about. Have everybody light their lights somewhere else. Hmm. And then that solves the problem, which is what the Rama has suggested that we do. Omnam gamze ate shapir, dahame ikadin madlikim befetach hasamuk lishutarabim. Okay, he said, we've still got a problem, because Me'ika Hadin, right, where do you light your Ner Chanukah? Petach, it should be Petach HaSamuch, Tefach HaSamuch, Tefach HaSamuch LePetach HaSamuch LeShutarabi. You light it just at the doorway. Mitzad Smol, on the left-hand side, of Tefach HaSamuch LePetach, within a Tefach of the doorway. The Im came Behechreach Shekulam B'Makom Echad. So it was a great idea to say, okay, well, Tosfot can just put the candles all different places around the house. You can't, because unless you've got lots of front doors, right, that you build a Mahadrin house with a number of front doors corresponding to the number of members of the family that you've got. That would be really fruit, right? But that's, if you've only got one front door and you've got five members of the family, then they can't put them in different places, because they've all got to be, they've all got to be Keneged, in Petach HaSamuch LeShutarabim. for lekha keira. If you put them all there, then you're back to your old problem of not having a hair care.
On top of each other.
Sorry?
Stand on top of each other. One on top of the other.
Why don't you stop them sat them one on top of each other? Because, really, they should be higher than Gimel Tefachim off the ground, and not higher than 10 Tefachim. That's They say, you know what, Tosfot, you know, is looking and saying that ideally we light in the petach hasamuch l'shut harabim. And that's why I say you have only one Chanukiah, because you need to have the Heker. And you can't have the Heker if it's Petach HaSamuch L'Shut HaRabim. But if you're lighting inside on the windowsill, so then everybody can put their Chanukiah separately. And then definitely should do it like the Rambam. Because you know, the Tosot said the only reason not to do it like the Rambam actually was because you want the Heker. So if you can do it like the Rambam and get the Heker, everything's hunky-dory. Tosfot is talking about that when they, how it was done in Gemara times, where they lit outside. The Rambam is either talking about a situation where you light inside, or after feeding a digmara, yacholiv rokir tsonoi. He said maybe he holds the actual fact according to what you've got a choice how to do it. Kever din shnehem yesh malav chisaron. Either way is good. That and either way is bad. You know, there's problems and advantages and disadvantages with each approach, which is why in Halacha Gimel the Rambam tells us that Anshei Sfard do it differently to the way that he wanted to do it. So now we understand why the Mechaber is paskening like the Tosfot, because that's actually how they were doing it in Sfarad. So basically, what he's saying is that Tosfot and the Rambam aren't really arguing. They're just looking at different realities. The Tosfot is talking about if you're lighting outside where you need to have a heker, and therefore you can't have a heker if you have 80 candles on the last night. Whereas the Rambam is talking about you're lighting inside, and therefore, you can have that heker. There's not going to be a problem. Let's just look at if Tet, and then I'll just raise one problem. We're back to doing it the way Tosfot wants. Where do they have that the women light candles? Well, I know many women who do. Very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying, Minag, where he was, is actually you only lit one Chanukiah per family, even though he was in you know, the Ashkenazic hinterland. That's, nevertheless, you say, actually, the Minhag, is even though the Ramah says the Minag Pashut is like the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan is that the Minhag, Harovachat, is like the Tosfot. So what's the Aruch HaShulchan saying? So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that his minhag was that you only have one Chanukiah per family, But why? Because you light it. They didn't light on the windowsill. They lit in the dining room by the dining room door. Right? By the dining room door. And then you're back to square one, where you can't all put your Chanukiah by the dining room door. That's certainly not within a tefach. So therefore, only have one, so you'll have the hekka. So the only problem that I really have with this, I'm not an expert in Jewish history, but it seems what he's saying is that Tosfot is giving the din Medina de Gemara, you're lighting outside, and the Rambam is giving the din that no, it's Bashat Hashmad, you light inside. I would have thought that where Tosfot was, they were probably lighting inside, and where the Rambam was, they were lighting outside. The Tosfot, you know, we said, you know, I mean, the Balei Tosfot, you know, covers quite a stretch, but you know, characteristic of the Tosfot is the concerns of living in a Christian country where the locals are after your life. Whereas the Rambam lived in Sfarad, where everything was calm and comfortable.
Yeah, that's, they had to flee to Egypt, didn't they? Because the Amma had some Rambarabbas always get mixed up. One extreme group came in.
He had to
run off to Egypt.
Yeah, he stole it. His candles outside.
I'm guessing in Egypt he probably lit outside. You know, so it works. It's very nice what the Aruch HaShulchan says. I just don't know if the historical realities, you know, fit in there. But what the Aruch HaShulchan has, has done is, you know, tried to square the circle and show us that there isn't really a machloket between the Tosfot and the Rambam. They're just talking about different realities, and that also the Mechaber and the Rama are talking about different realities. Now, of course, the Mechaber would have been lighting outside is quite likely, and that the Rama would have been lighting inside is highly likely. That's, you know, so that fits well, you know, even from the historical perspective. But how he tidies it up, the real question is, is the Rama really saying like the Rambam? Because the Rambam says it's the Baal HaBayit who lights for everybody. The question is, is the Rama saying like the Rambam, or is he essentially the Rama's also the Tosfot? Just saying that, you know, that Tosfot's got this problem, so let's solve Tosfot's problem and make sure there's a heker, and we'll put the lights. Everybody will put their Chanukiah in a different place. Anyhow, to Avid Kamar, Avid to Avid Kamar, Avid. Now, for the Ashkenazim amongst us, we have an interesting question, right? Especially if we say that the Rama is following the Mechaber, right? How can it be that every member of the family lights and says a bracha on the Ner Chanukah? Bear in mind, the Rambam says that the Baal HaBayit lights all the candles, right? So, but they ask us, we farm it out. There needs to be 80 candles lit on the eighth night. You've got 10 members of the family. So, okay, it could be the Baal HaBayit lights all 80. Or, you know, by the time you've lit the 80th, if you're using small candles, you know, it takes you half an hour to light them all, and the first one's gone out. Or you want to get them all lit, you know, within that, Ashitichle Regel Min Ashuk, within that first half hour. So you've got 10 members of the family, get each of them to light the candles. That lechari you can do. But how can you have each member of the family say a bracha on what is essentially the mitzvah of the Baal HaBayit? And even if we don't say it's the mitzvah of the Baal HaBayit, all it is a hiddur mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah has been fulfilled. Once the Baal HaBayit has lit one lamp, that's one light, everybody there was yotzei.
Why is that different between Sfardim and Ashkenazim?
No, because Sfardim only light one Chanukiah. But the Ashkenazim, everyone agrees, once the Baal HaBayit has lit one Ner, they're yotzei. So how can I come along now and say another bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah? It's like, you know, I made an almond lulav on my etrog, and then I go around to my friend who's very wealthy, and he's got a Mahudar etrog. So we know that some people, will bench, will not bench again, will be no tell again. But they won't say a bracha a second time because it's only hidden mitzvah. So how come we're saying a bracha here on hidden mitzvah? So I want to share with you a couple of approaches in the Achronim, which I think are important la halacha. So start off with the Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Adar sheila toba mished likne chanukah b'leil shachach levareichal hadlakata. Rak kolim shed lik kulan niskad adan lo beirechim yeshul levareicholo. So it's eighth night Chanukah. You're halfway through lighting the candles. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you realize, hold on, I forgot to say the bracha. She was so excited by the new beard trimming kit your wife got you for, as a Chanukah present. Right? That's, I heard on the radio, that's the in thing this year for Christmas presents. So, but that's what you're so excited about. You forgot to say the bracha. You've lit four candles. You remember the two Ronnies, and then you go on, you need to light the next four candles. That's, you might not all get that cultural reference, but somebody will explain it to you later. That's,
you can see the age of the class split. Like
that's, it's also the, where we all grew up. That's, in any event, in any event, that's, so now, can I say a bracha? Can I say a bracha of Lahadlik Ner? Because okay. I've lit my Ner Ishivetol. If I just couldn't find any more candles, that's fine. I think you'll say, I've done the mitzvah. So all I'm doing now is lighting more candles or Neirot, that's because of Mahadrin. So why would I say a bracha or not? Nireli to Birkat Al HaNisim Shechi Anu Mirakim B'Lel Aleph After Miyad Sheed Likha Negema Mitzvat Hadlakato Mikol Makom Mvarich Otam Delo Gara Mero Mvarich Ner Chanukah Dipshita Af Lo Beirech Miyad Bitzkilat Riyatam Mikol Makom Mvarich Bo'od Sheroam. So as far as Nisha Asa Nisim is concerned, that you can definitely say, because there's a din of Birkat HaRoeh. Be'ezrat Hashem in a future year will learn that sugya at Chanukah time. But there's a din that if you're not lighting Ner Chanukah, when you see Ner Chanukah, then you say the bracha of Sha'as HaNisim. So the whole question, okay, if somebody's lighting for you at home, whether you do or you don't, but at least to some degree, if they're not lighting for you at home, that's, you see you're Chas V'Chalila, a homeless person, and you're traveling. That's, and all you're wandering around the streets of Hounslow before getting onto your plane. There's nobody lighting for you at home. When you see the Ner Chanukah in somebody's window, you would say the bracha of Sha'as HaNisim. Sha'as HaNisim, we're going to understand here, is a Birkat HaRei and a Birkat HaShvach. So fine, usually I say it before I light, but I can say it after I've lit. So there's no question about that.
Vadraba misham ksat raya miduhut racharama lichtov se adin kan tabshi to do bichlam kol abrachot mvarichov elasiatan elavadai dinyan nesus man lo shak kol kachov elasiatan lazeh shmiyanu mikom makom lechatzkin mvarichim tchila v'yish because mikom makom hasfar nira. So he's saying there that basically that lechatzkila these brachot should be beforehand, but if you didn't say them beforehand, then it doesn't matter. All
the members of the household do light and do say a bracha, and that's part of Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin, or Mahadrin. Right, that's what, so on Mahadrin, Hiddur Mitzvah, everybody does say a bracha. So therefore, when he's lit the first four, and now he's got four more to light, I would have thought that, okay, he can say a bracha. But we reject that, because after Medina, Neri Shabbator V'inach B'chlal HaMahadrim, the din is of Neri Shabbator is that everybody else is Min HaMahadrim. Ze'eno, de'sha'ani hatam, kevan dirtsono liot me HaMahadrim, Kavanato shelo latzeit baz shel zeha madlik umimela mechuy of Medina. Now, what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying is, what are the mechanics of Mahadrin? Mechanics of Mahadrin are that baseline. I light Ner Chanukah in my household, and my son is Yotze with me. But he says, you know what? I want to be Mahadrin. So I'm not going to be Yotze with my father. I don't want to be part of his mitzvah. I'm going to do the, I'll say Amen to his brachot, but I'm having in mind not to be Yotze. Either actively having it in mind, or, you know, we assume that's what he's got in mind. That's having in mind not to be Yotze, and I'm going to do the mitzvah for myself. I could have been Yotze as an extension of him, but I've decided to disassociate myself from him in terms of the mitzvah, and I'm going to do the mitzvah by myself. That is what Mahadrin is. So interestingly, according to that, when I as the Balabayit can never be Yotze le Mahadrin. I can be Yotze le Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, but I'll never be Yotze le Mahadrin. My son, on the other hand, can be Yotze le Mahadrin and le Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, because I've got the Chiyuv to light in the house. He hasn't got a Chiyuv, he gives himself the Chiyuv, so that makes him Mahadrin. And then he lights an additional candle each night. So then he's Yotze Mahadrin and HaMahadrin. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right, the Balabayit and the rest of the members of the family are not linked in any way in the Ner Chanukah. This is obviously not going like the Rambam, though, because the Rambam said the Mahadrin and HaMahadrin is the Balabayit lights for everybody. Right, so it's obviously not going like the Rambam. It's going like the Rama said the din. Avalinya mispane rot miad shehid lik nerech ad yatzai de hamitzvah v'asafar rak nichla mahadrin yeshloma delo shach lebarei chalav. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. However, the Sfat Emet says differently. Sfat Emet doesn't necessarily agree at all. That's And basically, the Sfat Emet holds that you say a bracha on his or mitzvah. That we don't need to go through it inside, but the Sfat Emet holds that you say a bracha. So look just down the bottom. You're showing the varicha. Gam di yishlomad the kach tiknuv gam zeh b'klal ha-mitzvah. Shachal ha-bracha. V'tenu chem yikom yoshayach v'tzivanu k'dumatzin b'kama duchte. It's shayach to say v'tzivanu even on his or mitzvah. Now, enough kamina between that Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Sfat Emet is I'm always makpid in my family that I light first. And I'm careful not to be mafsik bedibur till my kids have lit as well. And I say amen on their bracha in terms of, according to the Sfat Emet, the Hidur Mitzvah isn't disassociated from me. The Hidur Mitzvah is still linked in with me in terms of that it's building on my mitzvah. And therefore their lighting is part of my mitzvah. It's much more similar in this way to what the Rambam was saying. It's true that the Mahadrin has been farmed out, or the Mahadrin has been farmed out to the other members of the family, but it's still part of my mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Hidur Mitzvah is nothing to do with the Balabayit, whereas according to the Sfat Emet, it is to do with the Balabayit. That's now, if you look on the next page, again, we don't need to look at it inside, but we've got from the Sefer Birkat Yom Tov, which was from Rabbi Tzala Rakov, who was the previous Gateshead Rav. So he says what's going on here. That's he says that really the Ikka mitzvah, the baseline of Neri Shavei Tor, is a chovat bayit, chovat cheftza really. That meaning that the house needs to have Ner Chanukah lit there. That's Neri Shavei Tor, that's a chiyuv on the house. That's what does Mahadrin do? Mahadrin switches it from being a chovat cheftza to being a chovat gavra. That's very lobdish. But what he's saying in terms of you're shifting the relationship with the mitzvah. He says that according to that way of saying it, then even the balabayit can also be part of the hidur mitzvah. That's in terms of, instead of saying it's just a din on the house, which can be fulfilled by anybody that's in the house, it becomes a chovat gavra, which is every individual member of the family has an obligation to do it. That's as the hiddur mitzvah, and that's why they can say bracha, because it's chovat gavra, and that's like kind of a cross between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Sfat Emet, in the sense that it's saying that now everybody's got their own mitzvah, but not because they're disassociating with the balabayit, but rather because they're all changing the nature of that chiyuv. Okay, so I'd come with that part. Now I want to think about the bracha on the Ner Chanukah. That's and share with you a few points on that. So Amadli Bela Rishon Mavarech Shas Brachot Lahadik Ner Chanukah Vashas Anisim Shechianu Vimlo Birech Zman Bela Rishon Mavarech Bela Sheni Ukashi Yiskot. Right, so as we know, you say three brachot. Bela Rishon Veilach Mavarech Shtayim Lahadik Shas Anisim. The Rama adds, "Vivarikol abrachot kodem sheyatkil lahadlik." You say all three brachot before you start lighting. Mishnah Berurah just picks up on the lashon of the mechaber, because the mechaber is, he says, you say lahadlik ner Chanukah, right? Bigmara v'chol apokim is a ner shel Chanukah, like we say for ner shel Shabbat. As one word, but and then famously the Mishnah Berurah says, and I think this is other acronym as well, v'higianu lizman hazeh halamed bechirik v'lo b'fatach. I think the minhag is to say lazman hazeh. That's in Shechianu. In Yeshiva Rav Bik on Tkiat Shofar, he always used to say Lizman Hazeh. But the minhag is to say Lazman Hazeh. That's, I suppose, the La is the definite article. I think you look in most of the Siddurim, it says Lazman Hazeh. Mm. Okay. That's, and the Gra says Nusach Abrachan Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Okay, and then there's a little bit of discussion in the Shari Tshuva, okay, about why the Nusach is that way. I want to share with you a piece from Rav Soloveitchik in Harare Keter, a very lovely piece. So we saw the Rama. We saw the Rama who said that you say all the brachot Before you start lighting. If you look in the second paragraph, I know I got my moniot. Shevim sechet sofrin shemavarchim shechianu v'shasan nisim la'achar hadlaka. According to sechet sofrin, you say lahadlik ner before you start lighting, and then after you've lit, you say shasan nisim and shechianu uvurama. So we need to understand what the Rama and Masechet Sofrim are arguing about. In terms of why does, the Rama says everything Gil Hovel Asiatan, why does Masechet Sofrim say not? So here's the Chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik. V'nei yesh la'ayim gede birkot sha'asan nisim shemvarachin kishemadlikin nerot Chanukah. Im yisodak adin birkat ha-mitzvot, dahayinu d'vechiyuv hadlakat neirot tarti itnehu bay, chada etzem maaseh ha-mitzvot shel hadlakat shetiknu chazal, for od yeish bo chiyuv l'farsi mitanes, moshe katav ha-rambam, b'halach ha-gimel. So his question is, essentially, how many mitzvot do we have here? It's possible that even though you're only doing, before you're doing one maisa, that's, you're actually fulfilling two mitzvot. You're fulfilling a mitzvah of hadlakat haner and a mitzvah of pisumei nisa. Now you achieve them in one go, but they're two separate mitzvot. V'al maaseh ha-mitzvah shel hadlakat mevarachin lahadlik, v'al achiyuv laharot ulgalot hanes mevarachin sha'asa nisim. So it could be that, okay, it's rare that you have two brachot on one mitzvah, right? So whenever you have two brachot on one mitzvah, you have to understand, why have you got two brachot on one mitzvah? You have it with Ner Chanukah, you have it with Tefillin for Ashkenazim, you have it with Mila, that's you have it with the Mikra Megillah. Beyond that, I can't think of any other cases. So you always need to say, why have you got two brachot on the one mitzvah? So one way of dealing with it in all these cases is that you say you've got two mitzvot. You've got a mitzvah of, here you've got a mitzvah of, that's lahadlik, and a mitzvah of pisume nissa. With Megillah, you've got a mitzvah of kriya and a mitzvah of pisume nissa. With tefillin, that's, you've got a mitzvah of shel yad and a mitzvah of shel rosh. That's with Brit Mila, you've got a mitzvah of priya and you've of Mila and priya. So you've got two mitzvot.
And the new fruit.
Sorry?
And a new fruit?
No, well, where do you have two brachot with the new fruit?
If you didn't have for a year.
So what's your. Well, Shekhianu is a regular bracha of Shekhianu. It's nothing to do with the new fruit. We have Shekhianu with Ne'er Chanukah. Nobody says there are three mitzvot. Shekhianu is just the bracha of Shekhianu. It's nothing to do with the mitzvot. Or Dilma, but there's another possibility. The Birkat Sha'asan Nisim Sha'anim Varakim Bishat Hadlaka, Himishum Letter the Birkat HaRoe, the Einze Birkat HaMitzvot HaMitzvot, the Farsim Etanes Klal, El Ashum Varech Ala Re'ia, the Chol Madlik Havehu Gam Roe. That's, so he says, the other possibility is to say that the Sha'asan Nisim isn't a bracha on lighting the Ner, but it's a response to lighting the Ner. In terms of, we see that a person who doesn't light Ner Chanukah is out in the street, he sees Ner Chanukah, he says, Sha'asan Nisim, there's a Birkat HaRoeh, there's an obligation to see the Ner Chanukah and to respond to seeing the Ner Chanukah. Right? In which case, that we can say here also that even if I'm lighting myself, I've got a mitzvah to light, then I've got a mitzvah to see the light and to respond. So both possibilities, that's presumably, so we say we don't know what Masechet Sofrim holds. Masechet Sofrim could hold that it's two mitzvot, or could hold that the second bracha is a Birkat HaRoeh rather than a Birkat HaMitzvah. V'nirei d'hanach beit plugtu shevenu l'inyan ha-brachot, mitzvah talya b'safek zeh. Di neima di sod birkat sha'asan nisim have birkat ha-mitzvot al pirsum ha-neis. So if we say sha'asan nisim is a birkat ha-mitzvah on pirsum ha-nisa, im kein tzarech levarich gam brachazu kodem adlaka, u sha'ad u kishah kol birkot ha-mitzvot, d'alma tzarech levarichan ovel asiyatan. So if it's a birkat ha-mitzvah, you say it first. The chenim roe no delek shel chaveiro v'dato lahadlik hachakak b'veito tzarech lahamtin milavarech ad sheyavo l'veito v'yadlik ba'atzmo v'yivarech sha'asan nisim al pirsumei nisa. And that's even if you've seen somebody else's light, you don't say a birkat haroe on that, because it's l'chatchila, it's a birkat ha-mitzvah, and therefore I should do it ovel asiyatan when I do the mitzvah pirsumei nisa. V'lo yivarech achshav b'shat ha-re'iyah. Now, Shaina Brachak eight Bishlemuta, Shaina la Roe, Pisumanes. Tveadi Vark, Shemadik Basmo, Shazi Vark Rachasu Bishlemuta, but Tarp Birkat HaMitzvot, Amase HaMitzvot, Farsde Metanes. That's if we say it's a Birkat HaMitzvah. However, if we say that it's not Birkat HaMitzvot, but we say that it's essentially a Birkat HaRe'iyah, Birkat HaShvach, so then you actually have to say, like Masechet Sofrim, you have to say the Bracha after you've lit. Because it's a Birkat, it's on seeing the Ner. That's, and therefore, even if you see you're walking home from Shul, that's after Maariv, and you're going to light when you get home, and you see in the neighbor's window they've lit, or Birkat HaRe'iyah, say your Sha'asan Nisim now. Say your Sha'asan Nisim now, rather than waiting till later. Because it's not a birkat on the brach on the mitzvah of pirsumei nisa. It's a mitzvah on the re'iyah, and now is when you first see Ner Chanukah. So he says, in actual fact, Reb Chaim Brisker, that's you know, used to walk home from shul, you know, looking down at his feet, you know, so he wouldn't see in anybody's window, not the whole year round, but only on Chanukah. That he'd walk home from shul like this, so that he couldn't see what was. And in anybody else's house, because then he would get into a safek. Oh, if it's Birkat HaShvach, I need to say the bracha now, and then I won't be able to say it when I light my own Ner Chanukah. So Rav Soloveitchik says that actually the other minhag of Reb Chaim was that he said the bracha of Lahadlik Ner, lit the first candle, then said the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, and then lit the rest of the candles. Because, in that way, you're covering all your bases. That's in the sense that you haven't finished doing the mitzvah yet, so therefore it's still ovel asiyatan, at least in terms of the rest of the neirot. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you're saying this is a birkat ha'ra'iyah. So I know lots of gushniks who do it like that. It's not the normal minhag, but it's a very yeshivish way to do it, because that way you're covering both bases there. You do it like that?
I do it as I like it. So it's kind of a, it's sort of
evolution,
and it's sort of as you see it.
It's kind of like, right, it's okay. So that's a nod to Reb Chaim. Yeah. That's okay, and then that's this has been a bit Ashkenaz centric. So just to bring from the Keter Shem Top. That's Chacham Gagin. That's a minag London va Amsterdam she madlich a Chanukah achash shebirich kon gimul brachot belayla haachat v'sharli lot achash shebirich beit habrachot uve eretz Yisrael ustam va'are hamarav l'hadlich achash shebirich l'hadlich ner Chanukah uve od shalechu madlich mevarich habrachot achronot. That's so it's interesting to bring that, just because. By the way, I learned this, you know, this was a brisker Torah. But it seems to predate the brisker Torah. That's Chacham Gagin, you know, so that's the Minhag in the Stam, Are Amarav, Eretz Israel. No, I understand that, but it's, I'm saying that's, I don't think in Are Amarav they'd heard of Reb Chaim. That's, yeah, and they certainly didn't feel bound by, you know, Reb Chaim's Lomdus in how they were going to perform mitzvot. So you know, it's interesting from that perspective. Okay, so we've still got a little bit of time, so I don't want to do you out of anything. Let's look at the question of Issur Melacha on Chanukah. Is there such thing as an Issur Melacha? So let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is in Tafresh Ayin tells us that's Noagatan Hashim Shelos Lasot Melacha B'od Shaneirot Dolkot. It's a minhag of the women not to do melacha whilst the lights are still burning. That's V'yesh Mishomer She'ein Lahakel Lahem. So we've got a number of questions here. Why is there such an Issur Melacha? And if there is such an Issur Melacha, why is it limited to the women? And then what is the scope of that Issur Melacha? So essentially the earliest sources that we've got, the Orchot Chaim. The Orchot Chaim was one of the provincial Rishonim. So he says, he quotes from the Rosh, Hatam kedei lahakir she'asur lishtamesh la'ora. Right, so that you know that you can't do anything, if you can't do melacha there, then that will remind you that if you can't do melacha at all during that time, then you're not going to use the light. You can't write your diary, so bichlal, and then you're going to make the mistake of using the light for hana. For od shema yichabe hanachash ishtamshu kenegdo. We're also worried if you do melacha there, we'll talk about the frying the latkes, but I don't know, you fry your latkes. Right? And once you finish frying your latkes, like you always do when you get out of the kitchen, you turn out the lights. So you'll extinguish the Ner Chanukah, and that will be a problem. So therefore, don't fry the latkes in the first place. That's Ufiya Minhag taught, and Hashim She'in Osom Melacha Kol Chet Yamin. So, seems that there were some places where the women, the whole 8 days, they didn't do any melacha. Not just for the half hour while the lights were burning, but the whole 8 days they didn't do any melacha. That's habatalah hichikuzal sheim aviyali deshemum. However, Chazan, it's not good to let people sit around doing nothing, watching daytime telly too much. Al king tov levatel lahem min hagam. Get them to stop it. V'yesh nashim rabot b'teilot yom rishon shmini v'day lahem bazeket in Torah the Pesach, the Sukkot. So there's some people, some women, okay, first day and last day, they don't do melacha at all. Okay, to give it a parallel to Pesach and Sukkot, okay, but you know, at least Chol HaMoed Chanukah, they should be able to do melacha during the day. It's only during that, that half hour. So the first reason we've seen is to, that you can't do melacha while the lights are burning, to make sure that you don't get hana from the lights. That's number one. Okay. Number two, that's, we need to know why is it limited to the women. That's, so just going at the underlined part, the bolded part in the Taz. That's, so he discusses why women don't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh, and it's because they weren't part of the Egel HaZahav. So, Adim Chanukah, Kevin Shenasa, Nesal Yidei Nashim, Yafel Lahem Kishayim Noagot Shelo Lasot Melacha. Seeing as, you know, the story of Yehudit, women were a critical part in the Nes Chanukah, so therefore we give recognition to that by giving them a little bit of a break from the drudgery of their daily tasks, that's whilst the Ner Chanukah is burning. אבל אנשים ודאי שייכות מנהג זה. ובמהריל כתב קבלה בידים שאין לאדם לעשות מלאכה בעוד שני רותוקות. יש אומרים גם יום ראשון, יום האחרון, מנהג רבותים גם כן לעשות מלאכה. So the Maharil, which of course was the, that, sorry, the Maharil, he says that even the men don't do מלאכה. And then we're back to square one. Then, you know, what's the reason for it? Because we can understand women don't do melacha because it's a special concession for them. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Moruk Tzia gives a perhaps a politically incorrect explanation, but he says v'yichud l'nashim hu davar ra'uv v'nachon lefi shein kalot hadat v'yavo la'asot melachtan l'or haner shel mitzvah. Right, so that's, he's really relating to the Or Chaim. The Or Chaim said, you mustn't... Sorry?
Would you propose this one to Mrs. Rosalind?
Torah he will, not he's Shricha. That's... Rabbi Yaakov Emden, 250 years ago, something like that. That's, I'm sure in his day that women didn't...
He would agree nowadays, that'd be different.
Well, I don't know what he would agree now or wouldn't agree now, but, you know, that's... Anyhow, this is what he says. That's explaining why, going back really... to the Orchot Chaim, if we say that you don't do malacha whilst the lights are burning so that you don't come to get benefit from them, so why is it limited to the women? So you could say like the Taz, because, sorry, no, the Taz won't help us with that, because nobody's allowed to get benefit from them. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that it's because the women are more likely to try and get benefit from them because they haven't learned the sugyas so properly. Let's look at the Maharil. Kabbalah biyadim shein la'adam la'asot melacha b'shah shein erot dolkot b'chanukah. V'yishorim gam b'yom rishon v'achron min agravotin nochei nefesh la'asot melacha. Okay, that's exactly what we saw quoted from the Maharil. That's, and the Mishnah Berurah says, like the Taz, that it's because women were part of the Nes, and there are places that the men are machmira as well.
This is shein la'adam la'asot.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The Maharil. Yeah. That's right. And that's reflected in the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh mekomot shegam anashim machmir baze. But yeah, as it appears in the Ramah. Sorry. In the Shulchan Aruch only mentions the Nashim. Sorry. Rhinus. That's in Germany, where the Rhine Rhineland area. That's okay. So that's. Well, hold on, we're not done yet. That's, okay, so there's a bit of discussion about, you know, what's the status of the first day and the last day, etc., etc. Now, and then the Magen Avraham brings up some places they don't do melacha till chatzot, because that's when the lights in the Beit HaKnesset burn till, and therefore it's not just the half hour while the lights at home are burning, but whilst even the lights in shul. Now, one of the questions is, what's the scope of this Issur Melacha? Is it a total Issur Melacha? This is a partial Issur Melacha. So if you look in the notes from the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, what does he bring us? That's the Geder HaMelacha Shenagu Shelo Lasatan, That's how Rav Shmuel Bosner. That's Shalonagu Isu Ela Bitfira Chadome. They can't sit there stitching clothes, darning the socks. Avaloba Vishul Vafia. That's they can cook. They can fry the donuts and the latkes. Vamlachashish Baramel Kugon Stifat Ritzba Dato Sham, Sheshli Himanamela Sota. So they shouldn't mop the floor. That's and you know, in terms of washing the dishes, it depends. That's I'm not sure what he's saying it depends on. My wife would say it depends on, you know, I can wash the dishes. That's but I don't know if
she's,
that was
she's macked me on this one,
isn't it? Right. The Daz Hagrab Chaim Kanievsky, She kibus utfira bikalha isurafa lob bishubafia. Basically, it's going to you can't say that that half hour, you know, while the Ner Chanukah is burning, is stricter than Chol HaMoed, right? So Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to cook. That's an actual fact on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook, right? So you can't say that, you know, that this half hour has got all the dinim of Shabbat. So also there's a heter of davar ha'aved. That's just like there is on Chol HaMoed. So they asked the Chazon Ish, following the models of Rosh Chodesh. Problem is that nobody's really clear with Issa Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. Maybe one time we'll have a shir on that as well. There's Issa Melacha for women on Rosh Chodesh. Again, there's a discussion, you know, what type of Melacha can't women do on Rosh Chodesh? So my wife doesn't do the laundry on Rosh Chodesh. She doesn't do laundry on Rosh Chodesh. She goes to work. She doesn't do the laundry. Doesn't do sewing on Rosh Chodesh either. That's Chaim Das Grand Karelitz. So he thinks it might be that, you know, something which is an extended, drawn out melacha you can't do. That's meidach data grash Eliyashiv shenagu anashim shelo asot shum melacha sheish bashihui sheish bahesech adat afilu bishul bafiyak. So Rav Eliyashiv thought even cooking and baking she can't do because it distracts you from thinking about the mitzvah. Guadin shtifat kelim. That's v'chein data Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. That's Chen Katav B'Shem Hagri Fisher Shem Minagri Shalom Shem Hashim Eina Nosot Shum Lacha Afilu Bishul Vafia Chen Nagu Anashim Veit HaGrashas Orbach Shelo Lassot Shum Lacha Afilu Ketiva Bishul Chutz Mitigun Suf Ganiot HaNechala Botasha. So the donuts, because you're eating them there and then, that's part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's almost, so that you can do, but just to go and cook supper you can't do. That's, as an aside, you know, I think this is a particularly interesting discussion in the sense that it's halacha p'suke in Shulchan Aruch, that women don't do melacha on, whilst the lights are burning, right? And nobody discusses what type of melacha. You know, through all the poskim, you know, it's only Acharon is my name because we've got into this, you know, this culture of, you know, I have to write a book on everything with, you know, copious footnotes, and you badger the Gedolim on their way home from shul and ask them shilas, you know, surrounded by 20 million people and photographers from the Jewish Tribune and all that, you get all the answers to these questions and they're put in a book somewhere. You know, but how did they manage till now? That, you know, everybody knew what... You know, there was obviously some sort of Masorah. Women don't do Melacha. It wasn't codified what they did, and everybody knew or didn't know, or it didn't matter. You know, I don't know. It's just, you know, from a development of Halacha, you know, most things in Halacha, you know, apart from Modernisha scenarios, you know, are discussed in the classical Poskim. But nobody discusses this. Everybody just knew. Either everybody knew, or it didn't matter, or, you know, just by default, yeah, the women didn't do melacha, and, you know, they didn't do melacha. So, you know, it's, these things are quite interesting. And it's, you know, one of these interesting things about, you know, the Dirshu, if you've got the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah with all this stuff, that, you know, I don't know, it's interesting. I don't know how much it's kovea anything, in the sense that, yeah, Rav Shlomo Zalman thought this, and Rav Eliashiv thought probably this, and Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg thought probably that. And none of them got any real riots. You know, yeah, it seems to be like this, seems to be like that. So, you know, it doesn't really tell you much at the end of the day in any event. Okay, that brings tonight to a close. That's next week, Be'ezra.